This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever had a dream that you wanted to pursue, but failed to do so for whatever reason? Have you ever had a great idea with tons of potential, awesome idea, but failed to take action on making it happen? Have you ever started a new gym routine, a new eating regimen, a project, a program of any kind, but failed to follow through on it? Hey, if you answered yes to any of these questions, well, then you're in the same boat as everybody else, baby. You are suffering from what author Stephen Pressfield refers to as resistance, the dreaded resistance. And it's something we've all experienced. We've all been there. Resistance is something that occurs when we try to break away from something old, like a bad habit, a crappy job, something we don't like, in search of something new and better. When we try to shed the old version of ourselves and step into a greater, better version of ourselves, we experience this thing called resistance. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's episode, how to defeat resistance and embrace the best version of ourselves, do those things that we want to do. Here's some examples of resistance. You want to start that business that you've been dreaming about starting, but resistance whispers in your ear and tells you that you're not good enough to succeed, baby. Most businesses fail. What makes you think that you can succeed? You want to write that book, but resistance tells you that nobody's going to want to read it. You want to go up to that girl or to that guy and introduce yourself. But resistance says, you are going to get rejected. Resistance is that voice that says, I can always start my new diet tomorrow, but for now, let's have one last slice of pizza, baby. Anything that requires any amount of willpower, discipline, or fear facing, stepping outside your comfort zone, is a threat to resistance. And resistance doesn't like that very much. Resistance is hesitation. Resistance doesn't like progress. Resistance likes procrastination. Resistance is the very thing that prevents us from doing what we're meant to do more than anything else in the world. But resistance, it's something that we all have to face at one point or another in our lives, especially if we're reaching for greatness, especially if we're reaching to live like we give a damn, especially if we're reaching to live meaningful lives that matter. And resistance isn't personal. It affects everybody. It doesn't play favorites and has the power to hinder us from living the fulfilling life we desire and deserve, but only if we let it. Even the best and most experienced people in the world feel resistance on a regular basis. For example, Pressfield, the author of a book called The War of Art, which I may have mentioned a moment ago, writes about how an actor called Henry Fonda used to throw up prior to every single one of his performances. And that guy's been on stage several hundred times. Did resistance stop him? No, he battled with resistance prior to every single show, and he won every battle with resistance by accepting the fact that, hey, it was a natural occurrence for anyone doing anything they care deeply about. You're going to feel nervous. You're going to feel hesitation. You're going to want to procrastinate. You're going to not want to do it. You're going to want to leave it to mañana. But you can't leave it to mañana. You got to make it happen today. And so at this point, you've probably made some observations, right, about resistance, other than the fact that it sucks. It's hesitation. It's procrastination. It's fear. Now, all of the above, everything I just said, especially that one about fear, this adequately describes what resistance is in various forms. So the question is, how do you crush it? How do you crush resistance? Keep the following three things in mind, and you will dominate resistance and live the life you desire and deserve to live. Number one, define your dreams, right? Define a goal. A major goal for your life that you want to pursue, right? Whatever you want to do most in life, figure it out. Here's a big issue for a lot of us, for a lot of folks that I speak with, that I write in, that I talk with regarding this topic of, you know, hey, I want to do something in life. I want to be happy. I want to make things happen. I want to live a meaningful life. I want to live a fulfilling life. But for some reason, I'm just not happy. I'm just wandering. I don't know what to do. And the thing is, a lot of people, that's exactly what it is. They don't know what to do because they haven't figured out what they want. What do you want? You can't get anywhere if you don't know where you want to go. Can you imagine just getting in your car and not having any idea where you're going to drive? Wouldn't make any sense. So what makes us think that we can live our lives that way? We got to have an address to put into the GPS. And the way to do that is to define a clear goal. Number two, stay committed to your craft. Now, that means whatever it is, whatever goal it is that you've defined for yourself, whatever purpose it is that you are set out to achieve, to live out, hey, you've got a craft that you're going to be working within, right? If your goal is to write a book, then your craft is a writer. If your goal is to become the top neurosurgeon in the country, well, then your craft is medicine. If your goal, your dream, is to become a top entrepreneur in the technology industry, well then, your craft is business and technology. Both. Right? You can work within two different crafts and merge them together, right? So my goal, my personal mission in life that guides everything that I do, all of my businesses, all of the many different hats that I wear in my career, as a speaker, as a writer, as a podcast host, as an entrepreneur, right? I am always guided by the simple fact that my mission is to inspire, empower, and educate a billion people to improve their lives and achieve their goals. Now, that's with anything and everything that I do. I don't know how I'm going to hit that billion. I don't know when I'm going to hit that billion. I don't know how far along I am on that billion, to be honest with you, but that is a major stretch mission dream that I have, is to, on a global level, all across the world, to inspire, educate, empower people to reach for their highest capabilities on a daily basis, to live their highest capabilities, to be their best version every single day, and to live fulfilling, meaningful, passion-fueled lives. That's my mission. That's my ultimate goal. Now, of course, I've got several other goals. This is depending on what category of my life I'm talking about. I've got ongoing goals. I've got quarterly goals. I've got yearly goals. I've got weekly goals. But my major overarching goal is to inspire and empower, educate 1 billion people around the world, really as many people as I possibly can, to achieve their goals and improve their lives. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm about. That's what every single thing that I do is guided by, no matter what it is, no matter whether it's this podcast episode, no matter whether it's an article that I write, no matter whether it's a speech that I'm giving to an audience, no matter whether it's a conversation I'm having with my staff, my team, my family, my friends, whatever it is that I do, any businesses I start, I'm thinking about that. So that's my dream. That's my purpose. That's my why. What's yours? Define it, clarify it. And you can have many different ones, but you should have one major one that you are always pursue, that you want to pursue, that you want to achieve, that you must become better for. You get what I'm saying? You must elevate your game. You must skill up. You must become a better version of yourself to achieve that dream, to achieve that goal. That's really what the goal is for. The goal, whether you achieve the goal or not, sometimes doesn't really matter. What really matters is getting better along the way. And sometimes you end up surpassing the goal. Sometimes you end up falling short. But as long as you are genuinely getting better, then that's a win. So step one, define your dream. Step two, stay committed to your craft. And step three, final step to crushing resistance is the fact that resistance, if you're doing something that matters, if you're doing something you love, if you're doing something, anything that's important to you, then you're going to have to accept the fact that resistance is something you're going to have to live with. And that the best way to prevent it from paralyzing you, from freezing you in place, is to just face it, feel it, and take action in spite of it. Go out there every single day. Live like you. Give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.